Hey there, welcome to the Pelvis Project podcast. I'm Megan.
And I'm Roxy. We're two pelvic health experts brought together by passion for our careers, entrepreneurship, motherhood, and the desire for intentional relationships.
Join us in our mission to spread pelvic floor awareness and start conversations surrounding the truth behind genuine health, imperfect wellness, and joyfully navigating life. We are so glad you are here with us.
Let's start the conversation.
Hello, we are so excited to officially be recording our first episode. So the way this episode is going to go down is I'm going to do a little interview of Roxy. She's going to tell us a little bit about where she's from, how she got into physical therapy, how she got into pelvic health, what led her into business. That way you guys can get to know us a little bit better. And then next episode, she's going to turn the tables on us. So let's get started. Okay, Roxy, tell us a little bit about yourself and where you're from, about your family, and all the good stuff.
Okay. Well, I am from Abilene, Kansas, born and raised, and I came back and I live here today, right now. That's where I'm sitting. It's also just on the map. Dwight D. Eisenhower's hometown. You can come to the Presidential Library. There's lots of cool stuff to do in Abilene. It's the greatest small town in Kansas, they say. We'll see about that. But I love it. I am married to Austin. He's my high school sweetheart. And he's a great partner in crime through this life that we're living. And we have two little girls. Isla is almost four. And then Hattie is 9 months old. And so we are navigating preschool and crawling and everything in between. And it's just a lot of fun right now. It's kind of a hard season, I'm not going to lie, but it's very rewarding. And it's just a fun time to watch our family kind of evolve and grow and, yeah, find kind of our rhythms. So,
absolutely. Yeah, that's a three and baby. It's a hard season.
Yeah. Yeah.
We can all say an amen to that. Well, that's awesome. Why did I say that? That's awesome. I know that about you. Oh, man. Okay. So I always learn something new anytime we do these sorts of interviews about you and just other colleagues that we have. But tell our listeners about how and where you went to PT school, why you chose PT, and all that.
Sure. So I guess probably the most practical place to start that is my sister and I have the worst DNA, not the worst DNA. Our knee joints have the worst DNA known to man. And we've actually both tore both of our ACLs. And so we had a really thick and I don't know the word I'm thinking of, but just a really heavy, heavy experience there for a little season of our lives where we were in PT quite often, quite a bit. And we got to know our physical therapist really well. And so in that time, I was out of sports during my second rehab, and the clinician, the PT that I had, had just opened up her own business, and she knew I wasn't going to be going to practice really every day, and she needed help. So I came and did laundry and all the things, and I fell in love with like their clinic, I would say. So I decided then I wanted to be a PT. And my parents told me, you should probably go check out other PT places because I think you just really like the people there and you like to hang out. But it was good. And it was a good exposure and whatnot. So anyway, that was the plan then from there. That was my sophomore year in high school when I had my second experience in PT. And I set my courses then. And so I went to Tabor College. It's a small private Christian's college in Hillsboro, Kansas. It's even smaller than Abilene. And that was just the whole time it was physical therapy was the end goal. And so I then went to Wichita State and graduated.
What year did you graduate? It always makes me pause.
I graduated in 2015.
Okay, 2015.
That was when awesome. I felt like I was an adult, I guess.
Yeah.
Finally, I wasn't in school anymore.
That's right. Okay. So you graduated in 2015. And what did you go into right away? For our listeners, you know, physical therapy school, we all, you know, we go through the program, we come out, we all have our physical therapy license, we take our boards. But then from there, we can go into different specialties, but that doesn't happen sometimes right away. So tell us your track out of school.
Sure. So I go back to my physical therapy experience in the clinic that I loved. I went right out of PT school and worked for them and here in Abilene. And it's kind of what people think of with physical therapy, the typical outpatient ortho. I saw total knees and rotator cuff, you know, post-ops and low back pain and just everything in a rural community, anything that walked through the door, that's what I saw. You know, I'd get a neuro patient here and there and I'd get a little kid here and there and I didn't know what I was really doing, but I just, you know, did the best I can. And in a small town, you kind of just have to be ready to rock with whoever comes through the door, and you do your research and you ask people who know more than you. And so I got a lot of really good ortho experience, and I really wouldn't probably change that. Looking back, I think there was a lot of learning that I still had in those, you know, that setting and just with the population. And really looking back, it really set the stage for my pelvic health career. And it's kind of where my physical therapy happened.
So what ended up bringing you to pelvic health?
So there, I knew a little bit about pelvic health. We had one course and an elective at Wichita State. And so I remember taking it thinking, well, I want to be a mom someday, or I'm going to be a mom someday, and I need to probably know this stuff for myself. And so I had just gotten a very, very tiny sip of it then in school. And there was a gal that was working at the clinic then that I worked at, and she did pelvic health, but it wasn't, at that point, it was about as good as you're probably going to get in rural setting. It was a kind of a clunky biofeedback machine, and she didn't love it because it didn't work well. And when she moved away from our clinic, then I remember I thought, oh, that could be a fun area that I could pick up. But I knew I didn't want to do what the clinic had previously known was pelvic health. And so I went to my boss and I said, hey, you know, I'd like to learn more about that. I'd like to offer that service, but I want to take a course for it. I really want to know what I'm doing before I do that. So I called my professor from Wichita State who did it. And I said, hey, I'm just in the middle of kind of nowhere, Kansas. And I need to be able to see who walks through the door. What's a good intro course? And so she sent me to Herman Wallace One, and my eyes were opened wide to what pelvic health, how it should be treated, you know, and the depth of just everything that it involved. And yeah, so then I started treating patients, and I realized the more that I treated, how much I didn't know. And so I just kept going. I took another course. It really started probably with my male patients. I thought, I don't know what to do with these guys. Like they need help, and no one's taught me how to treat them. So I need to go figure that out. And so it just kind of spiraled from there in a good way, spiraled up, you know, but yeah. That's just realizing, oh, I don't know enough about that. Let me learn. And so that's kind of how that went.
Listening to that, like I get so excited to talk further about our profession, because I think all of us that went into pelvic health had that course where our eyes were just like, you know, wide open, and you realize what you were missing in your career. And I think regardless of if someone's quote unquote an orthotherapist or whatever, there is a lot in pelvic health that if a orthopedic clinician kind of knew or understood, it can really be a game changer. And not even if you choose not to, you don't have to treat pelvic health, but knowing some of the things that we come across or that we learn, I mean, goodness sakes, it could help the person with radicular pain down their arm or pain in their neck by, you know, some of the techniques we use in pelvic health. So yeah, I was listening to you. I was just like, oh man, I cannot wait for more episodes for us to talk more about our profession and about the courses we take and just the specialty in general. It really is just exciting to be part of. So yeah, we'll get back on track with your...
No, that's okay. I just was going to add to that. This morning I had a patient and she has just gone through a rigmarole of things postpartum, you know, and she just said, I wish I would have known about this, you know, 2 years ago when this all started, you know, and it just hurt my heart. And I think that's where, where you and I's heart is a lot too with this podcast of just saying, how can we just let more people know? And, you know, how can we share that?
Yeah, I know, exactly. And, you know, onto that too, I just had somebody this week who came in and she's pregnant and she's doing very well. And she said, you know, I have my left side is more tight and it's just right here. And she kept putting her hand on her ischial tuberosity. So those of you that know where that's at, it's like right up in your glute where your hamstrings attach, your sits bones area. And she said, you know, I'm stretching my hamstrings, I'm doing all this stuff. And in my head, I thought, well, yeah, it's probably your pelvic floor. And, you know, sure enough, we work pelvic floor internally and yep, reproduce those symptoms. And in the standard kind of therapy setting, someone would go in with that and they would work hamstring, which we've checked her hamstrings are fine. So it's awesome to be able to connect those dots a little bit more and find really root cause. So yeah, it's really cool. But okay. So Roxy, so tell us now how you got into business ownership because you own Good Life Pelvic Health in Abilene. So tell us a little bit more about that.
Yeah. So really, I think as a little girl, honestly, my dad just, I distinctly remember, he said, man, you think a lot like me. And my dad's an entrepreneur. He's a business owner. And I think, you know, just a lot of the parenting things that I've heard is, you know, your child will become who you say they are. And I feel like I can attest to that of like, I didn't really go into physical therapy thinking, I didn't take any business courses. I don't know what I was thinking, but anyway, I just remember my old boss she kind of would say things like, man, you're going to take over my business someday, you know? And I thought, okay, cool. You know, like that's fine. And so I kind of felt like I was conditioned almost to be thinking that way and be comfortable with that. But I didn't prepare myself. Like looking back, I should have taken business courses. You know, I should have done a lot more of like accounting or I don't know, just even leadership type stuff. And I don't, all those types of things. So I came back to work for the clinic here in town and we had kind of talked about, you know, me owning that clinic and, or someday buying into that. And that was the plan. And so really that was kind of what I thought was going to happen. And, you know, there was some divine intervention and the Lord really protected me from, even though that was a really great opportunity. And I think on paper, people probably think I'm crazy for walking away from that. And that's okay. I look back and there was some really beautiful things that were happening in that. And I just remember, yeah, finally one day I thought, what do I want my life to look like? You know, and what am I doing? You know, what's going on here? And it was after I had Isla. And so, you know, just, I think you catch the mom bug and it's like, what am I, we kind of hit those points in our life where we're thinking, what are we doing? You know, what's the point, you know, and some of that. And so, yeah, I just felt like I wanted to dive really heavy into pelvic health and only see that. And I felt like, man, I've been blessed with a gift and a desire to do that. And also I want to be a mom too, you know? And so that was really just being able to jump in and create something that works for both of those itches that I had and both those desires in my heart is really where that birth of, okay, I can do this. And I think really it hit me when I'm in a small town and there were people from either side, the bigger cities on either side of me that were coming to me for my specialty. And that's not how that works in rural America. Like the small towns go to the big towns for their specialty care. And so it was like, oh, I do have something to offer here. And I do have a valuable service that I can be serving people with. And so then I just kept researching and did the next thing. And here we are.
And here we are. Okay. So thank you for sharing that of how you got mm-hmm. into business. And how long have you had your clinic? When did you open? Let me rephrase that.
Sure. So I opened in January of 22. So over a year and a half at this point. Yeah. And I closed for a short stint when I had Hattie and I had maternity leave. And that was kind of scary to navigate, but we're here and it's fine. And it was all meant to be. And so, you know, I hustled hard at the beginning of the year last year. And then about September, I kind of pumped the brakes and had to stop taking patients because I was full clear up till my due date already. And so, then I took some time off and then jumped back in, earlier this year after I'd taken a little bit of time off to be with her and recover and do that. And then now we're full speed ahead again.
Yeah. Filled right back up.
Yeah. Yeah.
It just goes to show us there is a need.
Yeah.
Big time. Yep. Yes. All right. Well, I am super excited to not only continue our conversation about, like, obviously what we do, but us also diving more into just motherhood and life and share a little bit more about how you and I met and just our kind of mentality of, you know, we dream, lots of people dream and have these ideas and we don't go after them. And I think that when we found each other, we definitely push each other to actually make these things happen, which is the Pelvis Project, why we're sitting on this podcast right now. Okay, Roxy. So before we go, you do not know my question, do you, at all?
No, we're gonna I don't do, know what you're maybe about we to can, ask me.
Maybe we can try to make these like part of our show every time where we do like a hot seat question and neither one of us knows what we're going to ask. Okay. This isn't actually that exciting, but okay. Tell me, us pelvic floor and physical therapists always love to know, what's your favorite muscle?
Oh, of the pelvic floor?
Of any part of our body.
Oh, of any part of the body. Ooh, man, there's so many. Let's see here. I think it's going to probably be a pelvic floor muscle because that's what I work with every day and that gets exciting. Honestly, okay, I think the adductors are my favorite.
Oh, what?
Yeah, I know. I just realized that. I'm like, what do I get excited about? And I get excited about the adductors.
So before you tell us more about the adductors, just so our listeners know, the adductor muscles are the muscles that are on the inside of your thighs. Mm-hmm. And they often get forgotten. So Roxy, tell us why you love them.
Because, well, when I'm working on patients, I feel like they are so involved. And so I get so excited when I'm on a pelvic floor muscle and I can slack those adductors and it relieves people's pain. And they say, why? How? What? You know, and they're just impressed. And it's just like, I get giddy then. And so, yeah, they tend to be really tight and we don't realize it when we're walking around and just That's living awesome. Life. And so I think, yeah, honestly, I think I get most excited when those are the players because it just is exciting then to go down that trail. And they give people a taste of what it could feel like, you know, of when they're having pain and it's sore and then, and then we can give them a glimpse of, oh, this is what health could be, you know? And so let's treat all this because there's potential there. You know, that tells us that there's a ton of hope. And so, yep. Ooh, that's a good one. I wasn't expecting that.
I like that. We're going to really have to try every time we do an interview with somebody to ask them that question, what their favorite muscle is. I mean, most people don't get super excited about that stuff, but we do.
Yeah.
Okay. So let's see if I can come up with a couple more. Okay. Do you, are you a crushed ice or solid ice?
Ooh, crushed.
Let's see. Crushed. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. Are you ketchup or mustard on your hot dog or both?
Ooh, both. Especially a brat. gotta have mustard on the brat.
Oh my. Okay. I'm trying to think of another one. Let's see here. Are you a full-on milk or are you an almond milk drinker?
Ooh, skim all the way. Cow skim.
What?
Yes.
From Abilene, Kansas, where you probably have like farmers in your backyard. You could get fresh whole milk.
No, I have kind of a funny milk story. My mom, we drank milk every meal of the day. Like my mom would put eight gallons of milk on the bottom of her cart every time she went to the grocery store. And people would be like, what's the occasion? Just like, this is just a regular day for my mom at the grocery store. And then I went to college and I got ridiculed for drinking skim milk. And when the cafeteria would be out, my friends would be like, just get some whole milk and put water in it. It's the same.
Oh, that's funny. See, here we are now talking about milk.
Milk. Yeah. Who knew?
We'll see. We'll have to come up with some better rapid fire questions at the end of our next interviews with each other. So anyway, thank you for that, Roxy.
Yeah. Thank you. That was fun. I wasn't expecting that. All right. Well, hey, do you have any more questions for me, Megan?
You know, I'm sure I will. I always do. We're going to have such good conversations. So I'll stop here for now.
Okay, cool. Well, enough about me. I'm not going to ask Megan any questions right now, but if you tune into our next episode, the tables are going to be turned. I'm going to be the interviewer. Megan's going to get to share about herself and her journey so that y'all can get to know her a little bit more. And maybe us on this side of the microphone will make a little more sense to you all on the other side listening as we just introduce ourselves, and then we'll be ready to jump into all the things, health, wellness, motherhood, all the things.
That's right.
We're going to hit the ground running.
Yes. And we will also at the end of when Roxy interviews me, then we will also share how Roxy and I met each other and became besties and just that also, because that's a fun story for sure. So, all right. Thanks for listening. Thank you so much for joining us this week on the Pelvis Project podcast. Help us continue the conversation by liking and sharing this episode with friends. And if you really want to do us a solid, leave us a review. If you'd like to follow us on social, check out the show notes for links. And remember, this week, take a deep breath and relax your pelvic floor.